Every January, I start out with big resolutions for the year, but usually by February, I've forgotten all about them. If the road to hell is paved with good intentions, I'm most of the way there. But this year, I'm hoping my resolutions stick, and considering that I was sick on New Year's Day after driving 700 miles on New Year's Eve and didn't accomplish a single resolution on the first day of the year, I couldn't help but make myself a cushion. I'll consider it good if I accomplish each daily goal at least 5 days a week. I plan to take at least one bird photo every day this year, and except for that pesky January 1st, so far so good. I'll be posting the daily photos online on my Flickr photo stream, which is accessible from my webpage, lauraerickson.com, and from my new blog, twinbeaks.blogspot.com. It may be easier, at least for a while, to keep up with the daily photographs because I also have a new digital SLR camera, a Canon 50D, which will keep me focused and interested for a long time. I've been mostly using a Sony H5, a great point-and-shoot, which has taken a lot of fine bird photos. It has 7 megapixels, only half of what the new Canon has, but since it has a 12x zoom, in good light the photos it takes are almost as good and as big as what just about any SLR can take. The two times it falls really short are when taking photos of flying birds and when taking photos in low light. The new Canon takes much better indoor photos of my cat, Casey. She's almost all black, and I can't capture details in her black coat with the Sony. I'll be keeping the Sony at work, so when I take walks in Sapsucker Woods, I'll have a camera handy. This year I'm going to try to keep better records of the birds I see each day, trying to keep track of their numbers and trying to remember to report them on eBird. eBird is a great program by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and the data it provides about birds throughout much of the world now promises to be extremely helpful for all kinds of uses, from bird watching to conservation. I'm also trying to discipline myself to record at least one cool observation about at least one bird each day. Even though I didn't go outside or even spend much time at the window on New Year's Day, I still found one interesting thing about my backyard crows. They were up and about and calling at the top of their lungs at daybreak. My Ithaca apartment feeders had gone empty while I was home in Duluth at Christmas, and I didn't feel well enough to fill them until 4 p.m. on New Year's Day. But by 9 a.m. the next day, I'd already had 9 species. First to discover the feeders again were white-breasted nuthatches and then pine siskins. My local family of tufted titmice found them hours before my chickadees did. And wild turkeys were beneath my balcony picking up the dregs by that afternoon. I don't mind the turkeys down there on the ground. It's a bit disconcerting when 2 or 3 fly up to the balcony, but it would be nice if they do that just once this year so I could get some photos. Considering how bad 2008 was for so very many people, I'm hopeful that 2009 can't be worse and it might as well be better. 2008 was the first year since 1985 when I did not add a single bird to my life list. I have to do something to find a new one this year, but I'm feeling good about mostly focusing on good old birds close to home, too, and with a new camera and better discipline about keeping records, those reliable and homey birds should keep me plenty interested and contented. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.